The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Kuf Tes, and we are 14 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Ches Amid Beis, learning the sugya of Dina de Bar Metzra. So Bava Metzia, daf Kuf Ches is a well-known daf. It is well-known because it is the makar to the sugya of Bar Metzra. Says the Gemara. Hani. Zuzi Tobi, Vahani Zuzi Tikuli. Let's say the neighbor, the bar metzra of the person that's selling a field, has money, but his money is not as good. It's not as green as somebody else's money. So Hani Zuzi Tobi, this other person's money is better, or it weighs more. Let's say Mishum Dida de Bar Metzra. Then there's no halacha of Dida de Bar Metzra, because all Dida de Bar Metzra, as we've seen on the Afkuf Ches, means that he has a right of first refusal. But that's only if he's going to match the other offer. To the extent that he's not matching the other offer, even if he's offering the same dollar amount, but the money itself qualitatively is not the same, that's enough for the laws of Bar Metzra not to apply. Hani Tzairi v'Hani Shari. What if the Bar Metzra's money is tied up and the other person's money is untied? Last baby shum did the bar metzah. There's no halacha of did the bar metzah. This is already a little bit more of a chiddush. The reason is that the moicher could always say that I don't want to take tied up money, because if I take tied up money, I'm going to have to untie it. And when I untie it, it could be there's going to be a dintayr, there'll be a dispute how much money was really there. I'm not interested in getting involved in a situation that later may result in some sort of legal proceedings. As a result, there's no did the bar metzah. Omar Ezel Atrech. What if the bar metzah says that, Herois, I don't have money right now, but I'm going to go be my tree. I'm going to try to raise the funds so that I can buy this property. For I see Zuzi, we don't wait from Amar Ezel. I see Zuzi. What if he doesn't say Etrach? Ezel, let me go. For I see Zuzi, I'm going to bring money. But he leaves out the word Tircha. Then we say, Igaver the Amadu. If he's a wealthy person, he's a man of means. The Azulu, my see Zuzi, Natrinale. Then we assume that he'll be able to bring the money. And we do wait for him. The Eloi, but if he's someone that's never been able to raise $5 in his life, and now all of a sudden he's going to couple with $1 million to match this other offer, lay matrina lay. Arad echad, ubati dechad. A similar related halacha. What if you have a landlord? There's a person, Reuven, that owns a piece of property. On the property there's a house. Shimon owns the house. And now Reuven wants to sell his property, or Shimon wants to sell his house. Could one be ma'akev on the other? Says the Gemara, Mori ara ma'akev amori bati, so that the owner of the property can force the owner of the house to sell to him. Mori bati le ma'akev amori da'ara, but it doesn't work in the reverse. Ari dechad v'dikla dechad. What if you have the same scenario? One person, Reuven, owns the land. Shimon owns a dekel, a tree, not a bias, but a dekel. So mori da'ara motzi ma'akev. Amori dikli, mori dikli le matzim arik, ma'akev amori da ara. Ara le bati, the ara le zara. What if somebody owns a piece of property and there are two moichre, there are two potential buyers? One person wants to use it to build a house, the other person wants to use it to plant the field. The one that wants to plant the field is the neighbor, says the Gemara, Yishuv Adif. It's better to sell to the person that's going to build a house. For less pay Mishum Dida de Bar Metzra. There's no halacha of Dida de Bar Metzra. Why? Yishuv Adif. Some have the Girsa, the Shita Mekubetzes brings Rabbeinu Yonason, Yishuv the Eretz Yisrael Adif. The Nafkamin, of course, would be whether this halacha is only true in Eretz Yisrael because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or whether this halacha would be true outside of Eretz Yisrael as well. Afsuk Mishum Niso. What if there's something separating the person that's selling his property now and his bar metzra? But what's separating it is not a field. It's mishunisa. It's like rock, some mountainous type area. The point is that it's not a field mamish, but the thing that's separating it is also not a field. If the person that now will own the two fields adjacent to each other, albeit with this hefsek in between, when he plows his field, B'telem Echad, in one swoop, he'll be able to plow the neighboring field as well, then there's a halacha of Dina de Bar Metzra. The Eloi, but if this gap is so far, this canyon is so steep, that you won't be able to cross it, to be able to do one charisha for both fields, then the halacha is lespa mishum dina de bar metzra. The bottom Tosfos over here speaks out, brings from Rabbeinu Tam, and it says Rabbeinu Tam said this in a tshuva as well, that you see from this Gemara that the whole yisoid of dina de bar metzra is that being that if I own both neighboring fields, it'll be easier for me to do work because the same work that I'm anyways doing in my field will help me for the other field. So there's going to be economies of scale. That's why there's a halacha based on a pasuk, Vasisa Sayoshev Asatayv, to sell it to him, because for him, there's just an added benefit by him owning two neighboring fields. The moment you don't have that svar anymore, you don't have the halacha, Vida de Bar Metzra. So said Rebbeinu Tam, a chiddush gadol v'noyer l'halacha. So what would be if I own a house? We live in a residential area. We're not living on a farm. And I live here and you live there. So that if I own the house next door to me, there's no economies of scale that I can now cook in two kitchens at the same time or something of that nature. To the extent you don't have that svar, says Rebbeinu Tam, it's pashid. It can't be any better than a case where it's eina yochel lahachnas ba afilu telem echad, where you're not going to have the halacha of dina de bar metzor. Hani dalit b'nei matzroni, dekodim chad minayu v'zovin. What would be if you had a field, and the field has four neighbors? Tzofin, Darim, Mizrach, Mayriv, there are four different people that own those four respective properties. So the halacha is that each one has a claim of Dina de Bar Metzra. If, however, this person sold his field to one of them, Zvine Zvine. So in contrast to yesterday's daf, where it was a discussion amongst Amiram, Bidiyeva, Dina de Bar Metzra, how do you view it? Over here, the halacha is that being that each one is a bar metzra, so b'di'evet it's certainly going to work. What if you didn't do it b'di'evet, you want to do it l'katchilo? So you sit down with a rav, and the question is, who should I sell the field to? Says the Gemara, pargolo b'karnzel. So you have a little picture on the daf. Rashi says, karnzel zil balikronos. Basically, make four triangles, so that you'll divide it in a way where each person is going to get everything that's adjacent to his property. You will not have to violate at all the halachas of Dina de Bar Metzra. Either way, this concludes the sugya of Bar Metzra, which is just one short ha'ara regarding Dina de Bar Metzra, and that is the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph said that the makar to Dina de Bar Metzra is Va'asisa Hayashar V'Hatoiv Be'ini Hashem. It's a pasuk in Parshas Va'eschana. Now, at first glance, it would seem that Dina de Bar Metzra is a Din Dayreis, stating that if you look in the Rishonim, it's a Lashon HaRambam, and all the Rishonim come out say that Dina de Bar Metzra is not a Din Dayreis, it's a Din Derabbanan. So the halachas of Bar Metzra are governed by Hilchas Dirabana, not Hilchas Deiraisa, stating that there was some asmachta of some sort that the Gemara already told us, and that is the Pasik in Parshas Vaschanon, Perik Vav, Pasik Yudches, Vasisa Hayoshar Vahatoiv Be'ene Hashem. So we spoke a little bit about Vasisa Hayoshar Vahatoiv Be'ene Hashem when we learned Perik Elo Metzias, Perik Hamafkid, Talochas of Lifnim Meshur Sadin, Shuma Hadar. So this is something that's come up before, just one ha'ara. So the pasuk says, Vasich Ayoshev Atoy Bein Hashem, says the Ramban, Vze Inyan Gadol. This mitzvah is an Inyan Gadol. Why? Lefishi Yevshel Ahaskib Atoy Rekol Hanhogoy Sa'odom Em Shechenov V'reyov V'chol Masoyum Atone V'tikuni Ayishev Amadina Skulam. The truth is, the Torah is not just only about what you're supposed to do, not supposed to do. Remach mitzvah saseh and shsa mitzvah loy saseh. The Torah also wants a yid, a person to behave in a certain way. You should be about midos. When you interact with people, you should interact with them as a match. So why didn't the Torah talk about it? Says Ramban, because it's not possible. And his business dealings. It's just not a possible thing to do. So you know what the Torah did? The Torah gave us examples. So the Torah gave us examples, and then says the Torah, I'm going to give you one general pasuk. A way a person is supposed to conduct himself. We spoke out once from Asher Weiss in his Minchas Usha. He says that this Ramban is to mitzvahs ben adam lechaveri, what the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim is to mitzvahs ben adam lamakim. And just like the Ramban over there has an arichos of Kedoshim Tiyu, that there's an idea of Kadosh Atzmecha b'mutalach, that there's a general mitzvah that a person should understand from the many tzivuyim atayra, how a person person should live his life and how he should interact, ben adam la'makor. You have a similar idea right here with regards to ben adam la'chaveira. And that is, there's many examples in the Torah, mitzvahs, lo'isase and asay related to ben adam la'chaveira, but at the same time, you have this idea of asisa yoshev atoy b'nei Hashem. Just one ha'ara, beis medrash, b'chidosh, that is, I saw in the Sefer Oyel Moshe, from Moshe Shainim and Shlita. So he says that it's yedua and yeshiva, they say over for Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital was bothered that how come you don't find anywhere in the Torah, the Torah talks about having midas tovas. The Torah talk about gaiva, about kin, the Torah doesn't talk about these things. It's more what to do and what not to do. But midas tovas is not something that features at all in the Torah. And he said, Reb Chaim Vital, it's a Kabbalistic piece. He actually brings the whole Nusach inside. So I went through it, but it's al derech ha-Kabbalah. But the way it's watered down and said over for Bipnei Kolam Ve'eda is that really, if a person doesn't have midas Torahs, you have no shaykhs to the Torah at all. So the Torah can't instruct you to have midas. You have to have midas before you sit down to learn. Before you open up your Gemara, you have to have midas Torahs. It's like a hakdama to learning. So the reason it's not in the Torah is because it's something that has to even come before. You have to start off the clay kibbul. Just like you need to be a person to be shaykh to the Torah, you have to be a person with midos to be shaykh to the Torah. But either way, Moshe Shaiman's ha'ara was that you see here, really, there is a pasuk, v'asisa yoshev atoy b'nei Hashem, and if you work through l'shoinei azov, shal haramban, the Ramban is definitely marrying this idea, not only to mitzvah saseh and lois saseh of ben adam l'chaveiroi, but also to the concept of a person having midos tovus. Just one other ha'ara worth mentioning is that Rabbi Yochanan said, v'chor v'yushalayim, elosh, Shehemidu dinei maldin Torah, says the Gemara. Dinei maldin Torah. What else should they have done? Al dinei demagzaisa ledainu eleema shehemidu dinei maldin Torah v'lei avdu balvifnim mishur esadim. So I once thought that it could be this pasuk is the makar. V'asisa hayoshev atoiv b'enei Hashem, says Rashi, zupshara lifnim mishur esadim. What's the hemshech pasuk? V'manyita v'loch u'baso v'yarashte esaharetz atoiva asher nishba Hashem l'aviseicha. It's a mikro mole afoichba v'afoichba dekulaba. Says the pasuk, if a person will go lifnim mishur esadim, and what's the beer amok? The beer amok is Hashem will go with you lifnim mishur esadim, so that even if the yidden are guilty of doing averis and maybe they don't deserve rachmi Hashem, they don't deserve atava, but to the extent that we do, we're not necessarily obligated to do with our chaverim, Hashem will interact with us the same way. Thus, it's a leman, it's a quid pro quo, it's a guarantee. You go lifnim mishur esadin, leman yitav lachu vasa v'yirash lesaretz ha-teva, asher nishba Hashem la'vaisecha. Either way, another Mishnah that discusses the halachis of a mekabel. A mekabel, so the mechaveri l'shonim muatais. If somebody is a farmer, he took a field for shonim muatais, he's going to work it for a short time. And he's a chayker, which means that he's going to be entitled to everything that grows. He just has to make his landlord whole in terms of paying his rent, whatever was agreed upon. So the halach is, if he has it for a short amount of time, shana muatos, lo yizrena pishtan, you shouldn't sow flax. Additionally, the ainle bekeres shikma, you shouldn't take any wood that comes from shikma, sycamore trees. And the reason is, because when you sow flax, it affects the ground. It affects the ground for a period of 7 years. So what's going to now happen is, if you lease the property for 4 years, you're going to sow flax, you're going to take it out. In 4 years from now, when you return the piece of property, it's going to be somewhat depleted. It's going to be inferior to the way it was when you got it. And you as a chayker have an obligation to return it exactly the way you took it. So it's for that reason, says the Mishnah, lo yizrena pishtan, because it's going to be impossible for you to give the property back the way you took it. The same is true for keres shikma. If you're going to cut off the keres shikma, you're going to take this wood, which is something you're entitled to do. It's your field now. You're leasing it. Anything that it generates, you have a right to take. But at the same time, it's going to be impossible for you to replace that wood by the time that you return it back. 7 years is enough time for it to grow back. Zok the Gemara, how is it possible? Kiblei metal design shana, if you took it for 7 years, shana rishayna, yizrena. Then the first year you could sow the flax, v'yesh le b'keresh shmikma, and you could take the keresh shikma, meaning, just do the math, make sure that if you take the wood or you sow the flax, by the time you return it, it has to be intact exactly the way it was the way you got it, which is essence, the chiddush of the Mishnah. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, "Bekoyres shikma einloy." So if somebody is a chayker, he's a farmer, he's working a field, and you have these trees, and the trees have been growing, and there's wood, so you're not allowed to cut the wood off. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. So even though you can't take the wood, said Abaya, "B'shach shikma yeshloy," you can force the landlord to give you in cash the difference when you hand back the keys to the farm in money. Because the shvach of the shikma is yours. It does belong to you. You can't cut off the wood because you're going to ruin the field. But at the end of the day, there's something there that's yours. So it's mine. I can't take it. Okay, so make me whole at the very least. Give me money. Rav says, afilu shvach shikma amayinlo. You can't even get money for it. What's the machlekes? The beer in the machlekes is, Abaye looked at this wood as if it's produce. It's no different than if corn grew, or if wheat grew, if barley grew. It belongs to the chayker. If it belongs to the chayker, you have my thing. I'm going to be sensitive. I'm not going to cut it, but you at the very least have an obligation to make me whole. Rabbah holds, no, we look at it as a part of the field. And just like I don't own the field, so I can't take that wood either. If somebody took a field from his friend, and now it's time for him to leave, the lease expired. We do an assessment. What are we assessing? Are we not assessing the value of the wood? We're assessing the value of everything else in the field. The yark, the vegetables, the silka, that you could take. Why do we have to assess that? That belongs to the chayker. The lease is up. Okay, so I get to take everything out, and from here to forward, you can figure out whatever you want to do with it. You don't have to do a shuma. Shuma means we bring in the tuve yoir, the chachamim, we make an assessment. Why are we assessing this yark of the silka? It's very simple. It belongs to the farmer, and the farmer can take it. For the fact that we're making an assessment, obviously, we're talking about something you can't take. What can't you take? The only thing we know you can't take is Kairos Shikma. And you see that there's a Shuma on the Kairos Shikma, which is Shitas Abaya, who said that even though Shikma ain't loy, but Shvach Shikma yesh loy. But according to Rava that holds, Afilu Shvach Shikma nami ain't loy, what we have is an Esve. How's he going to answer this, Kasha? Zok de Gemara, no. Really, we're talking about Silka ve'yark, but like Mati Yem de Shuka. Why then are we doing an Shuma? Why are we not leaving it? Why are we not just telling the farmer to take it? It's talking about because it wasn't the Yom HaShuk yet. I mean that it wasn't the Yom HaShuk. If he would take it now, the farmer, he would have a hefset. What's he going to do with all this? So later, when the Yom HaShuk comes, he'll take it, put it in his container, bring it to the Shuk, and he's going to sell it. But right now, he has no means of selling it because he doesn't have any koinin. So we allow him to keep it there, but at the same time, get reimbursed for it. Meaning, keep it there, let the balabayas have it, but you have, at the very least, have to give me money for it. If somebody was mekabel sod mechaveri as a farmer, v'gishvius, and now it's shmita shamanla. We do a shuma. So before we circle back, and the Gemara explains the kasha, what the tashma is, the Gemara first has to understand this braisa. Says the Gemara, shvius mikom mafkar, what kind of shuma do you have to do shmita time? Meaning, it sounds like there's a tenant over here, there's a farmer, there's a mekabel sod mechaveri, and now Shemitah came, so Shemitah's going to have an impact on the lease. As a result, you have to do a Shuma. Since when does Shemitah impact the lease? If there's a lease, there's a lease. Now, it could be you can't work the field on Shemitah. Now, it could be you can't work the field on Shemitah. But that shouldn't affect, as Elder says, the Gemara, Eman, mekabel sod mechaveri, yoyful shamalit. You're right. Edit the braisa. It doesn't mean Shemitah, means yoyful. Vakati yoyful mikom afka kablonus litzmisa somer rachmana. Why in the world should yoyful affect the kablanos either? And the Gemara adds a beer now. Why shouldn't it? Because the only thing yovel affects is something that without yovel would be forever. So if somebody sells something to somebody, the buyer now owns it forever. The seller just sold it, he left his rishos forever. So there's a halacha where yovel says, it's mitzvos. You can't do it forever, but at least it's never forever. Being that it's not something that without yovel would go forever, it's for that reason that yovel shouldn't have an effect on it. So again, what does the braisa mean when it says a mekabel sod mechaveroi v'igi shvius, or even if it's yovel shamanloi? What kind of shuma is there? It sounds like shvius or yovel is affecting the lease. Why should it affect the lease? Not hamekabel. That's the word you have to change. Halakech. Now you have to change Shemitah to Yovel also, once you're talking about a Lekeach. Because Shemitah doesn't affect Mekachememka. Only Yovel affects Mekachememka. So what happened? What happened was Reuven bought a field from Shimon, and now Yovel came. So you know what's going to happen? He's going to return the field. Before he returns the field, Shaman Loi, we make a Shuma. What's the Shuma? He says, listen, I'm giving you the field with a lot of stuff on it that you didn't have. I want to get that back. What's that stuff? Says the Gemara, you know what it is? It's Kairos Shikma. It's Kairos Shikma. And we're telling the Lekeach, who's now giving the field back, you can't cut off the Kairos Shikma, but you can ask for money back. That's a Raya to Abaya, it's a kasha on Rav. The chitem afreik the gemar hachinam eshamal the biyarki v'silka. Again, how do you know we're talking about kerush shikma? Kerush shikma manda kerush shma. It doesn't say anything about kerush shikma. Maybe we're talking about yarki v'silka. Says the gemar hachishmak teretz silka v'yarka biyovel hefkeru. It's yovel. That's hefker anyways, because yovel is like shmita, where everything becomes hefker. So that can't be what he's getting reimbursed for, because that doesn't belong to the lekeach, that doesn't belong to the meicher. That's hefker, that's afkat to the malka, that doesn't belong to anybody. Elamai, it must be talking about something that's on the field, that he has to get reimbursed for, but that's also not hefker, meaning it's not fruits and vegetables. So what is it? Elolav shvach shikmo. Either way, so it's a raya to Abaya, it's a kasha on Rava, so k'timar tigim Abaya, a little bit of Rava. So Abaya got up in the defense of Rava, and he told him, no, I can answer for my chavrusa, my chaver rava, shani hosam, that my krav, the pasuk over there says, v'yotza mimkar bias, memkar choyze shvach eni choyze. It's something from a pasuk, that only the bias goes back, the memkar, the thing itself that you bought is what you have to return. The shvach you don't have to return. So there is a pasuk, mefurish, that says that I get reimbursed for my shvach. Even though I, who bought the field during Yovel, I have to return the field before Yovel. I have to return the field now when Yovel comes. But it's only memkar bias that's choyze. But anything that came after that, such as the shvach, that's in a chayzer. So we hear that lach is going to be in a chayzer. But in a regular lease agreement, hamakadol sodem echaveroi l'shon emuatois, and kairish shikma grew, and I'm not allowed to pull out the kairish shikma because it's going to cause hevzit to the field. But now that the lease expired, it could be over there. I'm not allowed to get my money back. It's dafka by yoiva with his apostic, but in an ordinary lease arrangement, there is no pasuk. Freik the Gemara, the Nigmar, mine. Why don't we take precedence from here? Meaning, you have a pasuk, a limud in the parish of Yovel, that even though you could look at it in two ways, should the lekeach get reimbursed for the kerush shikma? Should he not get reimbursed for the kerush shikma? We have a pasuk that says he gets reimbursed. So why don't we just apply that now to this regular lease where we don't really know what to do? And Abaya has a svara, why maybe he's right. Rava has a svara, maybe he's right. Shouldn't this be the kos of Ashlishi HaMachriya Be Neem? Says the Gemara, no, it's very different. Because Hasam Zvini Mal Yehu, the Yovel Afkat to the Malki. The difference is, over there at the end of the day, until Yovel came, the person that bought the field owned the field. It was his. So the Shvach that grew in the Lekeach's field. So there's a big Svara to say that it's for that reason he should get reimbursed for any shach. But in a case where I'm a farmer, I'm a tenant, you're the landlord, this is your field, Rava holds that the kerush shikma is a chelik of the field. It's not produce that the field generated, it is part of the infrastructure, it's part of the bricks and mortar of the field. So if it's part of the field itself, there's no svara for the tenant to get it. Over here, even if you'll tell me it's part of the field itself, but I was a lekeach, it was my field. It's just Yovel afkata de malki. There's a chiddush haTorah that when Yovel comes, even though it was technically mine, we take it away from you. And incidentally, it could be Yovel afkata de malka does affect, it does rear on the ichos, the quality of the kinyan. Could be it turns it into a kinyan peiros, not a kinyan aguf. Those are sugyas for another day. But at the end of the day, there's a real fleshig a kinyan over here. The lekeach owns it. So that the kerush shikma grew in the lekeach's field. If it grew in the lekeach's field, I'm giving you something mine, you're going to have to pay me for it. Therefore, shaman loy. Whereas the farmer who's working the landlord's field, that was never his field. And if we therefore look at the kerush shikma as being part of the field, there's no svara in the world that he should ever get reimbursed for it. A papa kabbalah last pasra. Papa was a makabal. And he took a field. His goal was to plant aspasta. Katchu batali. Now, the area of the field that he wanted to grow aspasta, rocks or trees started growing so that he couldn't plant what he wanted to plant. He came astalik when it was time for him to leave. Amalahu. So he told the landlord, Havuli shvacha, I want you to give me the shvach of those trees that grew in that part of the field where I was going to grow aspasta. Is that really how it works? If you're a farmer and there's trees, and let's say you are makabel a fruit tree, and now the tree got bigger and bigger and bigger with time, which the tree naturally will do. Are you supposed to now get reimbursed when you leave the lease, meaning I can't take the tree with me, but at least give me the difference in value of what the tree was worth and what it's worth now? So he told him, is that the way the halach is going to be? The boy mar shvachi. Amalei said, no, hasam lav adayte dahachi nachis. Anahacha adayte dahachi nachisna. This is very different. He says, over here, when I took this lease, I was a mekabel, I had in mind that I'm going to be able to benefit from everything that grows. Meaning, when somebody is mekabel a fruit tree, he only has in mind to get the pears. Over here, that wasn't my kavana. My kavana was to be able to get the tree, and therefore, I think I should get it. Says the Gemara, Kaman Kabaya. This sounds very much like Kabaya. The Omar, Bishvach Shikma Yeshloi. Because according to Rava, this whole conversation is a non-starter. Who cares, Rapapa, what your intent was? At the end of the day, the tree is always looked at as a part of the field. The farmer doesn't get the field. The farmer is entitled to what grows in the field. Gemara says, no. Afilu Tema Karava, right? It's like a tenant that's leasing a piece of property. And his lease expires. He was there for 10 years. The piece of property went up. So he tells the landlord, I'm leaving, but I want you to give me the difference in what this piece of property was worth when I commenced the lease versus what it's worth right now. Of course, that makes no sense. He's entitled to anything that his business generates while he's in that lease. But the thing itself that he's leasing has nothing to do with it. So says the Gemara, again, you can only start this conversation if you're like a Abaya that holds Shvach, Shikma, Yesh, the Gemara says, this is a whole different story. Says the Gemara, you missed the beginning of the story. What was the beginning of the story? Rapapa was Mekabel Aralas Pasta. Nitamos, Yavoks and Aboy. So he said, I lost out over here. I wanted to plant aspasta. Now there's a tree. Okay, I'll tell you what. Just give me the tree and we'll call it even. That was Rapapa's taina. But being that he had a hefsid, so therefore he felt he had a kaicha taina, that even if ordinarily the halacha is shvak shikma einloi, over here maybe you should be able to get it. Amalei, but he told him back, the landlord. So imagine this landlord's going toe-to-toe with Rapapa. It's pretty impressive. So he told him, my psadeticho, yodad aspasta. So at the end of the day, what did you lose out? You lost out that one patch of land where you wanted to grow aspasta. You can't grow aspasta. So all I really have to give you is the value of the aspasta that you could have grown. So shko yodad aspasta, vizil, and leave. Amalei, so he told him, even though I took the field to grow aspasta, who said I would have grown aspasta? Maybe I would have grown something more expensive than that. Ano karkama rishki ravoi. So whatever that is, but I could have planted something more expensive. Amalei, so he told him, I caught you. Kolis adaitach to lemishkol vistaluke of this. I see now what your intent was. Meaning, even if you're right that you could have grown kurkuma rishka ravoi, that's something that apparently you grow and you take right away. It's not something that sits. It's not something that settles. It's for that reason. So I'll give you now value, but the value of the tree, if it was already cut off, which at that point is only worth what the material, the Eitzim itself, is worth. Meaning, had Rapapa, it's a Shver Svar, said that he was going to grow something that would have remained there for an extended period of time, so then Enochinami, he would have been entitled to take this tali, this tree, which ended up being there in lieu of what Rapapa could have planted, and take it at what it's worth right now. It sits, a tree, it grows, it has potential to grow further. So whatever that value is, that's what Rapapa would have gotten. But once Rapapa was Megala, that what he was going to do with it was plant something that he was immediately going to cut down, immediately going to take away, I'm only going to give you the value of the tree, of what it's worth once it's already taken down. At that point, it's only worth Eitzin. Somehow that was the final svara in this Shakra Vitaria between Rapapa and his landlord. Rabbi Barabayo, Abayo had a son, Rav Bibi, and Kabul Ara, he too was a Mekabel Sadame Chaveri. The Ahadarle Mishu Nisa. And what happened was, around the perimeter of the field, rocks started to emerge from the ground. And katchuba zardasa. So there were things that were growing there. Point is, Abai couldn't use that part of the field. Or Rabibi couldn't. Kikomastalik, when he was leaving, Amalui told him, havelich shfuchai, that the wood of what grew over there on the perimeter of the field, I want it. Amrapapi, mishunda siso mimuloi, amritu mili mulyasa. So Rapapi told Rabibi Barabaya, it's because you come from a mishpacha with a mum, that you say svaras that have a mum, says Rashi. Why did Rabibi Barabaya come from a family with a mum? Because we know Abaya came from Beis Eli. Abaya and Rava said that they both came from Beis Eli. One was Oisik Petarik Milas Chasadim, he lived 60 years. The other one was Oisik only in Tayr Nak Milas Chasadim, he lived 40 years. So if Abaya came from Beis Eli, Rabibi Barabaya came from Beis Eli. So he came from a Mishpacha Ru'uah, says Rashi. Amriti Miliyasa. Why is what's so bad about what Rabibi said? I feel the Rapapa, because even Rapapa in that Maisa, where Rapapa felt that he was entitled to take the wood or the tree that had grown in that area, that's because there was a pseida. But over here he said, Rabibi, you have no pseida. And I guess the difference was that by Rapapa, it was smack in the middle of the field. That was an area that he was going to plant. So he really lost out. So Rav Papa felt that he had a koyach hataina. But the Gemara says Rav Papi told Rav Bibi that no, this your case is different because you're handling the perimeter. The outside of it you aren't going to grow anyways. Punked, it's in your boundary, but being that you have no hefset for it, it's poshut that you're not entitled to it. Rav Yosef Havaliyahu Shasla. Rav Yosef had a shasla, like a gardener that used to work in his field. Shachar, and he died. But there was a contract outstanding, and he left over five sons-in-law. The Shavak Chavisha Chasan Vasa. And they all went into the family business. Amar Ado Idnuchat Hashto Chamisha. So the landlord of Yosef said, I'm not so sure I want five gardeners. One gardener, Memeva, Bazan Edemis, that he already he wasn't so sure about. Now he was in a contract. That's why there was even a discussion over here. Additionally, he told him, Ado Idnuchat have a Samcha Adodi. Hashto Chamisha Samcha Adodi Umafsidli. So when there's one gardener, one farmer, he's going to do the job. But when there's five, everybody's going to assume that the other person's going to do it. The Gemara says in Erevin, Dafkimalam and Aleph, Kidei. Right, you have two cooks in the kitchen. The food's never hot and it's never cold because every person's always relying on the other person. So he said, I'm not really so interested. So Amalus Rav Yosef said, listen, if you walk away from the contract, you leave, I'll let you leave, and I'll even give you the shvach that came about from the work that your father did. But the Eloi, I'm just going to force you somehow to leave. I'm not even going to give you the shvach. A gardener that dies, Yorshim delay, Mistalkin le b'lay shvach. The Yorshim have a right to force him out. B'lay shvach. Rabbi Yosef obviously held like this memro in the name of Rav Huna or the name of Rav Nachman, that he has a right to force him to leave without giving him the shvach. So he was stressing him now. He said, listen, if you leave, that's okay. I'll give it to you even with the shvach. I won't exercise the right that I have to make you leave below shvacha. Otherwise, I'm going to exercise the right to make you leave without shvacha. Who shasla? Another story. Damalui. Imaf sidna maslikna. Said, if I mafsid you, the farmer says, this gardener, he says, I'm going to make you whole, or I'm going to walk away. That's what he told him. Imaf sidna, if I'm, because you have said, I'm going to walk away from my contract. The Gemara says, afsid. I'm Rav Yehuda. Mistalik, he has to leave, because that's what he agreed to do. Beloy shvach, additionally, he can't take the shvach. Rav Kahana, mistalik v'shtokl shvach. No, he has to leave, because that's what he agreed to do, but he gets to keep the shvach. Rav Kahana, mistalak the beloy shvach. If he would say mefurish, rochul bitcha ktana, he would say, that if I'm mismafsid you, I will leave, and I won't take the shvach. Then mistalik b'lo shvach. I mean, the whole machlokes amiram is where he wasn't clear. But if he was clear, then there's nothing to talk about. Rava Amar, Rava says asmachtoi, v'asmachto lo ikanyo. That this is an asmachto. This whole his chayvus is dead on arrival. Because what did the shasla say? He said that if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, then I'm willing to incur the following hafsid. Anytime a person obligates himself to do something, but it's in the event of, quote unquote, meaning it's not an absolute hischaivus. It's if I do this, or if I don't do that, or if this happens, or if that doesn't happen, it's what we know as asmachta. And besides for certain exceptions to the rule, exceptions that we spoke about very recently, the halacha is asmachta loikanya. So this is mamash an asmachta. Because the shasla thinks he's gonna work, because he's not interested in losing his lease or his shvach. So Rava said this whole conversation is really not negeya, because it's all an asmach. The freak, the gemara, the Rava, maishal other time. Why is this different than a mission that we had just last week? That they used to write in the contracts with the aris and the chayker, he would say that if I'm going to not do my job, then I'm willing to incur losses. Ashalim b'meitva, I'll even give you meitav. So you see clearly that you don't say that any time an oris obligates himself to do something in the event of that we view it as asmachta, says the Gemara. No, there it's different. Why? Because hasa ma'ida afsid m'shalim. There, he's obligating to make the landlord whole for any hefsid that he caused him. So he's saying that if I'm not going to work the field, and I'm going to cause you $1,000 worth of damage, Ashalim b'meitva. I'll give you $1,000. I'll even give it to you meitav. But the point is, I'm gonna give you back the loss that I caused you to have. But over here, hacha ma'ida afsed menakinele v'diach avinele. Here he was mechayim himself much more than that. He said that if I cause you $1,000 worth of damage, I'll walk away from a lease that maybe is worth $100,000. So that's not a quid pro quo. It's not dollar for dollar. That's where it goes into the realm of asmachta. And in fact, the Gemara says that as it relates to the amount of hefsid that the Shasla did in fact cause the landlord to assume that much, we wouldn't say the Svar of Asmachta for that we would take away from him. It's only the Idach Deyavinale, because the Idach would be deemed an Asmachta. Runya Shasla de Ravina Hava. Runya was Ravina's gardener. Afsid, he caused them Hafsid. Salke, Ravina sent him away. Also, the Kami de Rava, Runya came to Rava, Amalei Chazim Mar, Rebbe, Rava, do you see Michael Ovidly? You see what Ravina did to me? Amalei, so he told him, Shaper Ovid, what he did was right. Amalei, Holei Hisrevi, what do you mean it was right? He should have at least warned me. He should have told me that if I don't do my job, then I'm going to be punished. Amalei, Leitzricha Lahasres, no, he didn't have to warn you. Rava, Letameid, Amalei, Rava said, Mikri Dardiki, a Rebbe that teaches children, Shaslo, that's this Runya, Tabacha, a sheichet, the umna, Rashi says, a mayo, the sofer muscle, or the scribe in the city, kulon, kemusrim va'imdim dami. They all don't have to be warned, and if they mess up a little bit, it's as if they were warned, and you can just send them packing. Klolo de milsa, kopseida de lehader, kemusrim va'imdim dami. Anytime a person's in a position where if he causes a hefset, he does something wrong, it's lehader, you can't get it back. It's a move sheni yuchal liskoin. There, the halach is kemusrim va'imdim dami. You don't have to warn them. And each one of these people, they can cause hefsid. That's something that's loy hadar. The one interesting one to note is the last Rashi on the bottom of Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. Mikri dardiki pseidet loy hadar. When someone teaches boys, he teaches children, that, and he does something wrong, it's a pseidet loy hadar. The shabeshto kiven the all. You teach him the wrong thing, you mechanech him in the wrong way. So chinuch is something that's very, very sensitive. We look at it, kemusrim va'imdim dami. Says the Gemara, who shasla damalu havali shvachoi? There was a shasla that had an arrangement with his shutif, the landlord. So there was the landlord, there was the shasla. Now the arrangement that they had was that they split 50-50. I get 50% of the field, and you get 50% of the field. It's going to be mavurin, the story, that the shasla was viewed a little differently than the Oris. Apparently, the going rate in the times of Rabin and Ravashi for an Oris was, the Oris would get 1/3 of whatever grew. So he was entitled to a 33% promote, but 66% of it, that belonged to the landlord. So he would get 1/3. That's basically the way it worked. The Shasla would get more. The Shasla would get 50%. What's the difference? The Shasla did the planting. The Oris just did the maintaining. So the Shasla was entitled to a little bit more. So there was a Shasla here who had a 50-50 arrangement with his landlord. And he goes to his landlord one day. He gives him notice. He tells him, the Be'ino le'mesik la'ardi Yisrael. Chvil gein kainel tzisrael. And I want my 50% of Shvach. I want what I'm entitled to. Also, the Kamid Rabbi Bar Shmuel. So the Shaila was brought to Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Now, it's interesting. Some speak out that he had to come with a koyach hatayna of be'ino le'mesik la'ardi Yisrael, because otherwise he can't just walk away from a lease. It's not something you could do. Just like the landlord can't just throw his tenant out, as it's mavur in the Gemaras that we just learned. The tenant can't walk away either. So the Shasla, okay, he's not a tenant, mamish, but he wouldn't have had a right to just walk away. But he had a good reason, the be'ino le'mesik la'ardi Yisrael, and that's something that we have to take into consideration. Thus, the Shaila was brought to Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Amalahu. So Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, Havule Shvach, give him the Shvach. Amalei Rava, Iyu, Ashbach, Arulay Ashbach, meaning Rava heard what Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, and he thought that he meant to say, give him all the Shvach. Anything that came about from the work that this farmer did, he's supposed to get. Amalei, so he told him, I know Palgu the Shvach, I didn't mean all of it. I meant give him the Shvach that he's supposed to get his chelik. Amalei, so he told him, Ado idno have a shock of alabayas palgo, vishas la palgo. Till now, meaning as long as the shasla was in the field, so the landlord owns the field, they have a 50-50 arrangement for anything that the field generates. Landlord takes 50, the shasla takes 50. Now the shasla is going to take away his 50. What's going to happen? The landlord is going to have to hire an artist. Hashtabay the Mesa Mansal Arisa. He's going to have to hire an artist. The artist takes 1/3. Rashi. Hashtabay the Mesa Mansal Arisa. Achshav Zeyi Tel Kolamagia Levielich. The Shasla is gonna. He's already in Yerushalayim. The Balabayis litalavoy this hakerem. The Balabayis has the responsibility. He's left holding this kerem. The itzarech lasito larisa. The derech oris sheyored lekerem notua. When he goes to a kerem that's already notua, that's what we spoke about before. Lito shlish prepares. He takes 1/3. Nimsa Balabayis mafset shlish mi machtisa bechol shana. He's gonna lose now 1/3. So that was basically. That was the tainus. He said, why should he have to do it? Amalei ada idna have a shaku balabayis palga vishas la palga hashtabay lemesa monsalari. So Amalei, he told him, river the shvacha kamina. You're right. I didn't mean that he should take half. I meant he should take 1/4. What's the cheshbon of a quarter? So let's just work it out with numbers. Let's say there were six gefanim, and each gefan was worth a dinar. So you have six gefanim and six dinarim. So right now, the Baal Bais would get three, and the Aris would get, and the Shasla would get three. You're going to have to now hire an Aris. Aris is going to get one third of everything. Let's just keep this simple. So the Aris is now going to get two. You're going to be left with four. He gets one fourth. That was the cheshbon. That's what he should be, that's what he should end up getting. So meaning, that's what Rabbi Shmuel said. I didn't mean that he should get all the shvach. One second, the Gemara's not finished. I didn't mean that he should even get half the shvach. Because if he gets half the shvach, the Baal Bais is going to end up with one. He's going to end up with nothing. He's going to take three, two are going to go to the Aris, and the Baal Bais is going to get one. Because we want that the Baal Bais shouldn't lose anything. That's what the Gemara is saying right now. So how do you get the Baal Bais to not lose anything? If the Baal Bais is going to end up with his three, which is what he would have gotten anyways, then there's no reason that this guy shouldn't be able to make Galiyah and go to Eretz Yisrael. So two are going to go to the Aris, he'll keep one. It's like this, I'm going to end up with my three. So again, right. At this point, all Rav Papa Rav Shmuel said was, is that we're going to give him shvacha, and what's shvacha? Riva de shvacha karmina. Nasov, Agavashi Lamei, Agavashi thought that what he probably means riva, the hudanka, this cheshbon that we just made. The Omer, Rav Minyumi, Bered, Rav Nechumi, Bas, with the shakl, shasla, palga, in a town where the minig hamokim is, because really this all boils down to minig hamokim, that the shasla gets half, Arisa, Tulsa, the Aris gets a third, Hai shasla, the boy, the staluke, a shasla that wants to leave, Yavinan le shvacha, we give him his shvach, umesalkinon le, we let him leave, ki heichad le nimtayo, hefzal baal bais. But we do it in a way where the baal bais is not going to lose. So the Gemara speaks, the Gemara fleshes it out. I am a bishleim a riva. So bishleim, if we're giving him a quarter to hudanka, the way we spoke it out, give two to the aris, you're left with four, give him one, three, shaper, then it's very good that the baal bais didn't lose. Ele'i, yamrit riva mamish. But if you're going to give him a quarter of everything, so you're going to start off with six, give him a quarter, you're going to give him one and a half. Then you're going to give two to the Aris. It's three and a half. Six minus three and a half back of the envelope for arithmetic is two and a half. Then, come multi leib seidel baal bais palgadanka. He lost that a palgadanka. So says the Gemara, so Mestaba, that's probably what no, I have a different way of looking at it. Why can't he tell him, and monso di lo chavle lo arisa, the ano monso di li made beino avidno be? Why can't we say, if the objective here is to get the Baal Bais, his three, to get the Choshana Vashana, if the objective right now is to get the Baal Bais, his three, let's give the Baal Bais his three. Now, if he's going to have to hire an Aris to get three, how much does he have in gross in order for him to net three? He has to have four and a half. Because the Aris is going to get a third. So if he has four and a half gefanim, he's going to give a third of four and a half gefanim to the Aris, which is one and a half. He's going to be left with three. So why can't this Shasla say, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. I understand you're losing out. What are you losing out? You're going to have to hire an Aris. You're not guaranteed that you're going to get your three gefanim, which is what you would have gotten had I honored my contract. I'll make sure you get your three gefanim. You know how? I will take one and a half gefanim. I'll leave you with four and a half. You'll hire her Aris. You're going to give the Aris one and a half, and you're going to end up getting your three. So who ends up losing in this scenario?
The Aris
loses. But that's the Kayach HaTaina that the Shasla should have. Why should I lose that half a...
How is he going to keep his product without having the Aris working on his part of the field?
He will. He's going to work... The Aris is going to work the four and a half that's remaining. He's going to take one and a half. And the three is going to go to the Baal Bais. All we need to accomplish is one thing. What are we trying to accomplish? Ki heicha deloy nimtai... Hefzid, the Baal Bais. We have to make sure Baal Bais doesn't have a hefzid. Baal Bais has to end up with his three. How does he end up with his three? So we just came up with two ways of doing it. Either you give two to the Aris, one to the Shasla, and three to the Baal Bais. Or you can give one and a half to the...
Look at the whole field.
Right. Or you can give one and a half to the Aris, one and a half to the Shasla, and three to the Baal Bayis. The only thing we really care about is making sure the Baal Bayis gets his three. Who should be next in line as far as Mechitin over here that he should walk away with the best? The Shasla, it's his field. This is something that he was a shutef in. So if all I need to do is make sure that you get your three, let's give me 1.5. You'll have a field that's 4.5 and give it to him. So the Gemara says, Amas, he told him, Kimatis l'shchitas kachin v'suva, actually. That was his response. So the Chur was telling the Chitin v'hoidalei b'sairin, if there ever was. Aha! And you know, the guy, he smiles, he's like, you're not sure how to react. So what did he mean to say? What he meant to say was, so Rashi has two pshat. Either he meant to say, you're saying such a good taina. I mamish never looked at it that way, that when when I'm learning kachim, I want you to come, I want to do a darach, the briska sugyas and kachim with you, the sugyas of, eim mefaglim b'chatzi mater, those sugyas, I need to make sure that I'll be able to talk it through with you, you're so gevaldik. Inami alternatively says, Rashi, it could be fakared, it was his way of telling him that he didn't like his taina, for whatever reason, he didn't like what he was saying. So just before we conclude, I just want to go back and speak out one ha'ara with regards to one of the themes that we had in the daf this week, and that was tefila b'kavona. So it came up 3 times this week. The Gemara, working backwards, on Kuv Zayin Omid Beis, Va'avadetem es Hashem Alekeichem, Uberech es Lachmecha, Ve'esmei Mecha. Said the Gemara, Va'avadetem es Hashem Alekeichem, Zu Kriyashema V'tfilo. Some bring this Gemara as the Makar to the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Ziyat Chazaka, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos that holds Tfilas Deiraisa. The Gemara learns it from a Pasuk, Va'avadetem es Hashem Alekeichem, Zu Tvila. Thus, you see from here, Tvila's Day Raisa. We had a Gemara on Daf Kuf Vav Amid Aleph, where the Gemara was discussing the sugya of Makas Medina. So that if a farmer takes a field and there's a Makas Medina, so the landlord is the one that has to take the loss, the farmer is not the one that takes the loss. Said the Gemara, what would be a case where the farmer planted something he wasn't supposed to plant? He took a field and he was supposed to plant Chitim, and instead he planted Sa'irim. And then there was a Makas Medina, so the Sa'irim all went bad. Could he be menaka from the landlord or not? On the one hand, he can argue, and he could say, what difference does it make that I planted the wrong thing? And had I planted the right thing, the vaita would have been a makas medina. Or no, maybe had you planted the right thing, it's different. So the Gemara said, a svara mechudeshes, and Rashi spoke it out beautifully. Rashi says that the landlord could always say that, you know, I davened Rosh Hashanah this year very, very stark for parnasa, and I felt it in my bones. I thought my tefillah was going to be answered. And ichalt, that had you planted chitin, my tefillah would have been answered. You know why? Because I davened for chitin. That's the business I'm in. I never davened for soirim. You now planted soirim. That's the only reason the Makas Medina affected me. Because I never davened for soirim. I davened for chitin. The Gemara is persuaded by this taina. It's a tremendous kayach taina. And this taina works. It's saying, you see the kayach of tefillah, tefillah kabana. Spoke at the var from the Lutzkerov, Vayishma Aknani Melech Harod. And then finally, on Daf Kuf Heyam Beis, we had a halacha brought down. And that was, Amri Debei Rabbianai, Litfilah Dalit Kabin. Said the Gemara, Litfilah Mahi. There's a halacha. Somebody's carrying a maso. He's carrying a package. If it weighs 4 kabin, and now you want to daven, you have to put it down. If it doesn't weigh 4 kabin, not. And Pashup Shad, as Rashi says, because if it weighs 4 kabin, it's going to be difficult for you to have kabin. We spoke out from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and we spoke out some raid, that it could be it's related to the fact that when a person daven Shemayna Esrei, he's Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, he's standing in front of the king. I mean that he's standing in front of the king. Would a person stand in front of the king holding his knapsack, holding his briefcase, holding a masa on his shoulder? Of course not. You would put it down. But either way, 3 times... this week, when we had this idea of tefillah, and specifically, you have this idea of tefillah b'kavanah. So I just wanted to speak out one ha'ara, and that is, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that you're not supposed to eat before davening. So there's different minhagim, specifically by the chassidim, but if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, the din of the Shulchan Aruch is that a person is not supposed to eat before davening. Stating that, it's brought down. Let's say a person will not be able to have kavana during davening unless he eats. Then he's allowed to eat. So if it's a shayla of davening b'kavana or davening shaloi b'kavana, it's poshet, the halach is going to be that you're allowed to eat so that you'll make sure you'll be able to have kavana. Shaila was asked to the Eretz Tzvi, the Kozhik Lava Goyin, Hashayim Kam Damoy, what would be if a person doesn't need to eat in order to have kavanah, but he needs to eat in order to be able to daven with a minion? So let's say there's a minion, but it's a half hour away. He's going to have to get in his car, he's going to have to drive, he's a little shvach. He needs to eat in order to be able to make it to the tzir, but to be able to daven with a minion. Is he allowed to eat, or is he not allowed to eat? Meaning, is davening b'tzibur like tefillah b'kavanah? So that just like you're allowed to eat to daven b'kavanah, you're allowed to eat to daven with a minion? Or maybe not. What was the basis of the shayla? The kozak lo begoyin gezok. The basis to clear such a shayla is the Gemara Masechtes Tainus Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Omer Rav Ami, ein tefilasoi shel adam nishmas elam ke mesim nafshei bekapoy. A person's tefillah is only answered if he's mesim nafshei bekapoy. V'damis bekavona. Shenemar niso levavenu el kapay. Freit the Gemara, is that true? Eini va'ikim shmulam moir olay shmul once. Had an Amor get up and say the following. That the Yidden, they daven sometimes in shul and they're not thinking about anything that they're saying. Hashem so has kavanas. You see that it's not true that ain't tefilas shel adam nishmas elam came mesim nafshe bekape. As I freak the Gemara says the Gemara lekasha can be yochid can be tzibur. When a person davens be yichidos, then it's nisal of aveinu al kapayim. It's when a person davens be tzibur that it's true vayifatu hu be pm. We're talking about Klal Yisrael as a whole. Ubushanim yichazvule when they daven with a tzibur, then the halacha is that the tefillah will be answered. What do you see from here? Said the kasha glav goyin. You see that tefillah. Tzibur shaloi bekavana is like tefillah biyachidus bekavana. So the kodesh of a goyin declared that ulai just like there's a halacha that you're allowed to eat to daven bekavana. So maybe I can eat to go daven betzibur. Lemaisa the kodesh of a goyin said it's not that way. And he had a raya from a berhetev. He had a raya from a prima godin. That halacha is not that way. But the shayla was favos nish. L'chayra azokta chagishmak etayne here based on this gemara and tainus daf chesam alaf. Hot the kodesh of a goyin gezokt azay. Because a tefillah bekavana and a tefillah shaloi bekavana is tzvei andersot tefillahs. It's not the same tefillah. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. The ikkar of tefillah is not to talk. It's not to just say words. The ikkar is to meditate. It's to move. It's something internal. It's an avodah shebelev. That's what tefillah is. Thus, if it's a shayla of davening shaloi bekavana or eating before davening, it's poshit. That eat, so you should be able to daven b'kavana. Because if you're going to daven shaloi b'kavana, it's felt in the etzim chefzef in tefillah. Davening b'tzibur is like tefillah b'kavana in one sense, in terms of the statistical probability of your tefillah being answered. Sometimes the tefillah is answered, sometimes it's not answered. Tefillah b'tzibur is like tefillah b'kavana. And just like tefillah b'kavana is answered, nisal of aveinu al kapayim, there's a concept that v'hu rachim yichaper avayin, as long as it's a tzibur, even if it's shaloi b'kavana. But as it relates to the etzem tefillah, it's not the same tefillah. A tefillah bekavana is asach mer choshuv. The tefillah shaloi bekavana, a tefillah betzibur. So it's dafka for yenisar tefillah, the tefillah bekavana, where a person's allowed to eat before davening. But for such a tefillah, you're not. But just one final ha'ara relates to this week's parsha, a classic Meshech Chochma. That is in this week's parsha. So Yaakov and Yosef, this is the end of Yaakov's life. So the pasuk says, "Vayomi Yisrael al Yosef, hine anochi meis, v'hoya likim imachem, v'heishev eschem el eretz abisechem, v'ani nosati locho shchem echad alochecha." Yaakov tells Yosef, "You know, I gave you a shchem echad. I gave you something that your brothers don't have." Rashi says, "Shchem mamish." He meant the city of Shchem. Ashelo kachti miyado amuri becharbi ubekashti. Pashup shat. Yaakov said, "How did I get Shchem? I got it becharbi ubekashti. Shimon and Levi achum." They were the ones that went ahead and they stole the city of Shechem. We got a Bechar B'Bekashah. But if you look in Targum Unkelus says a different shot. V'ano Yehovis lo chulak chad yatir ala choich di nesevis midod de emoiro. Last words, Bechar B'Bekashah, he had his Unkelus taich. B'tzloisi u'bevo'usi. Bechar B'Bekashah is b'tzloisi. U'bekashah is ba'usi. What is tzloisi u'ba'usi? With tefillah. The Yaakov Avinu was saying that I got it b'tefillah. That's how I got it. We got Shechem b'tefillah. It says Rameh Simcha that the Targum is teaching two different words of tefillah. Tzloisi u'ba'usi. They're synonyms of each other. Tefillah and tefillah. But we know there's nuances in Lashon HaKodesh. There's nuances in Aramaic. What's the difference between tzloisi u'ba'usi? It says Rameh Simcha that kad ma'ayim b'chazal. You're going to see. It's a Tosefta Menachos, Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, that tzloisi is seder ha'tefillah ha'kavua. Then when a person's davening Shemone Esrei, you're davening the tefillah that was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, it's referred to as tzloisa. Ba'usi, says Rameh Simcha, is a gemara in the first parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah, is a bakasha. When a person davens a personal, private bakasha, we refer to it as ba'usi. So tzloisi is when you're davening the seder ha'tefillah, ba'usi is when it's a personal tefillah. And those are the two things, tzloisi u'ba'usi. Says Rameh Simcha, a dover niflah. This is the punchline. He says that the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis Taf Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara that we just learned, we have a stira. On the one hand, it says Nisal of Avinu Al Kapayim that ain't Tfilas and Shaladim the Shmas Alam Kimeis and Nafshe Bekapay. But then you have a pasuk that says Vayefatu Bepiem Ubushayim Layuchazvuloi Veliben Laynochem Imoi Vleinemnu Bebrisoi and Afal Pikev Uurachum. Said the Gemara Loi Kasha Kam Beyachid Kam Betzibur. Pashim Shad is when you daven Beyichidus. You have to have kavanah. If you daven be tzibur, you don't have to have kavanah. Says Ramei Simcha, obviously don't know habir in the Gemara. Says Ramei Simcha, you know pshat in the Gemara is when a person davens the tefillah that was established by the Anshei Knesset Hagdoila, the tefillah that the tzibur davens, there's a skula in the tefillah group. Chaim V'lozhin is Mayrech and Avshachayim. Each word is made up of Tzirufei Shemois, etc., etc. And those tefillos are answered Afilu Shaloi B'Kavona. But when a person davens a private tefillah, a personal tefillah, he stops for a minute and he talks to Hashem. Unless he's going to have Kavona, it's not going to work. So Loi Kasha can be Yochid, does is Aprotius to get tefillah. I made up my own tefillah that I daven to Hashem. Gevaldik, Nisa Levavenu Al Kapayim. But ain't tefillah Sin Shalad Mishmas, Elam Kei Mesim Nafshe B'Kapim. You're going to plop your own tefillah, then there's nothing to it. But if it's the tefillah, she'tiknu anshek neses akdoilo, it's the tzibur's digger tefillah, that tefillah has a chashivos afilu shaloi bekavano. That's loy kasha, kam biyochid, kam betzibur. Says Rame Simcha, it's bediktuk noira. Becharbi said the targum is betzloisi. Bekashti said the targum is ba'usi. A cherev, a sword, you don't have to have kavana when you use. You go to a person, you stab him, the person's going to die. You don't have to be a professional assassin to be able to kill somebody with a cherev. It's the cherev chad itself that does the job. Charbi says the targum is soisli. That's like tefillah, that's seder kavua. That's something that works. Afilu sholei bekavana. Bekashti, a keshes, an arrow. You have to be a sniper. You have to have range. You have to have kavana. It's an art. It's a skill. Via the targum taich ba'usi. Slicey ba'usi. Tefillah, tefillah, noch tefillah. No, 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 no. Says Ramei Simcha. Everything is bediktuk godol. Classic meshachachma. Charbi is slicey. Kashti is ba'usi.